the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Monday morning. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Alicia Quivido and Damian Collado. Hey, guys.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Salud.
Happy Monday. Hey, today is the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I got my Mary blue on. Ready? Got my Mary. Got my Mary with me. Y'all ready to pray?
Let's do it.
Before we pray, I'm going to tell y'all this quote from Pope St. John Paul II. Taken up into heaven, Mary shows us the way to God, the way to heaven, the way to life. Love that. Love JP too. Mm-hmm. Let's start with prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty ever-living God, who assumed the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the mother of your Son, body and soul into heavenly glory, grant, we pray, that always attentive to the things that are above, we may merit to be sharers of her glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Virgin Mary, Pray for us.
We have some events in your listening area we will give you details about. That'll be in just 8 minutes. In 18 minutes, we're joined by Father Matthew Dunn. He's a parochial vicar at Christ the King at LSU, chaplain of the ministry called Encourage, which we'll learn more about later on in today's show. Stay with us. He's actually in our Baton Rouge studio at the moment. In 35 minutes, Alan Migliorato joins us, co-author of Failing Forward, Leadership Lessons for Catholic Teens Today. And we're going to dive into his book and exactly what does it mean to fail forward. So looking forward to speaking with Alan. He always has some great insights on a Monday morning. And in 48 minutes, Sister Mary Martha Moss joins us from the Daughters of St. Paul to talk about the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So stay with us. And also highly encourage you, if you're in the New Orleans area or just drive through Metairie to go to New Orleans, to stop by Pauline Books and Media, you guys. It's one of my favorite places in the whole world. They have such great things, books, anything you could possibly imagine, gifts. And there's also an adoration chapel in there. So it's a great time, and it's a great place to be, right, Damian?
It is. I've been there a number of times to pick up a book, and like you said, in a little coffee shop not far, and you have a cup of coffee, read the book I pick up.
I don't know that. And there's precious sisters to help you.
Oh, that's well, a of highlight. Course. They're just always fun.
I think there
was a little chapel in there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's the Jesus I'm talking about seeing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one. All right. Well, good. Well, guess what? You're going to see sunny skies today, that's for sure. Mm. What a change, huh? we are actually going to dry out for a day or two, and thank God for that. And you remember I told you all to pray for Texas? Well, guess what? They've been getting rain.
See?
So our prayers are always answered. The Lord does listen. Anyway, for us, though, little or no chance of rain today, but we will have a few clouds, and it'll be that way pretty much tomorrow. Chance of rain, a scattered shower here and there, maybe about 15-20%, but nothing to write home about. Good news, as I said, dry now. Temperatures, though, are going to go up. 93 the high today, low is going to be 75. Tomorrow, pretty much the same. Winds are going to pick up. They'll be out of the west northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Other than that, temperatures right now, the hot spot, Bay St. Louis, it's 82. In New Orleans, it's 80. Everywhere else, 77 degrees. So pretty steady temperatures, and that's good. Don't go away, though. We got a lot of good news, including the gospel, coming your way right here on Wake Up.
Thank you. a blessed feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is, of course, a holy day of obligation, and so I hope that you're able to make it to Mass today. Today's Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then returned to her home. We've heard the gospel, and so now we reflect.
It is interesting that while the reading from Revelation focuses on the bodily assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the gospel brings us to Mary's journey to serve her elderly relative Elizabeth, who was carrying John the Baptist in her womb. It is profoundly touching and instructive that as soon as Mary had conceived Jesus, her focus was not on herself, but on serving Elizabeth. Self-sacrificing love is the hallmark of Jesus' life and ministry. It is also characteristic of his mother. It should also be a trait that governs our behavior towards others. Self-sacrificing love is perfected in heaven to a degree that we can't now adequately grasp. But our partial awareness should give us additional insight into the mystery of Mary's bodily assumption into heaven at the end of her earthly life, as well as the role of all the saints in heaven. As the mother of the Redeemer, Mary also became the mother of the redeemed. Referencing Mary's numerous spiritual children, the book of Revelation informs us, "Then the dragon was angry with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus." So the tender compassion and service Mary gave Elizabeth becomes a foreshadowing to the tender loving care the Queen Mother extends to us as our great intercessor with her divine Son. Thus, we conclude the Hail Mary with a petition that she pray for us at the two most important times in our life, now and at the hour of our death. Similarly, Mary's assumption reminds us of the myriad of saints, our family members in Christ, who constantly intercede for us as humble, self-sacrificing servants who are on fire with the love of God, and who long to have us join them. We should join them in our self-sacrificing love for others. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy Sagers. Also, Father Chris Decker. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday to you. It's August 15th, and so glad you could join us, the Assumption of Mary. And I tell you what, there's going to be some good events. This is one I am excited about. Relics of St. Padre Pio. Talk about somebody who loved Mary. Mm-hmm. He's going to be, his relics are going to be at Notre Dame Seminary on August 26th and 27th. So a couple weeks from now at Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans. Public viewing of the relics will be open on Friday, the 26th, from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Then again on Saturday, August 27th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now on Saturday morning, Archbishop Amon is going to celebrate Mass in honor of St. Padre Pio at 8 a.m. in the Chapel of Our Lady of Immaculate Conception at Notre Dame Seminary. Seating is limited, so if you want to get a seat, you probably ought to go online to the website I'm going to give you in just a second. But just so you'll know what will be there, the relics of St. Pio will be St. Pio's crust of the wounds, cotton gauze with St. Pio's bloodstains, a lock of St. Pio's hair. Didn't know he had much of that, but that's where some of it is. A piece of St. Pio's mantle and St. Pio's handkerchief soaked with his sweat hours before he died.
That is powerful. Yeah.
So how do you get a seat and find out more information? Simple. Go to nds.edu/stpo. That's nds.edu/stpo. And you're going to learn more information also about veneration. You can learn more about that as well for that that day.
That's wonderful. We're lucky at South Louisiana. This will be the third time that I've known in the last 8 years or so.
Yeah. I've been every time he comes. He's my main man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. After Anthony, and you have that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good to have all those people on your team. So, hey, on Saturday, August 20th, there is in Baton Rouge, the Magnificat Prayer Breakfast is happening at Oak Lodge Reception Center. That is in Baton Rouge. The guest speaker will be Michelle Sagers. She'll share her testimony with attendees, along with a wonderful breakfast buffet, prayers, praise and worship, and fellowship. And this is a women's breakfast. And so there is a fee. There's $27 fee, but you can find out more information by visiting the website. And I think Gabby will put that registration link in our Facebook live feed today, because it's a really long one. So, but you can check that out. It will be a lovely morning.
Yes, it will. Well, I highly recommend attending the Mission to the Holy Spirit. It's going to be September 7th through September 9th at the Basilica of St. Stephen in Uptown New Orleans. It's called We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. Archbishop Amon will be there, Monsignor Nolte. There's going to be music by Brian Morgan and so many others, Father Anthony Odeong. There's confession starting at 6:15, music and praise and worship at 6:30, Mass at 7. Definitely check that out. All collections to benefit the Women's New Life Clinic. So, great event.
Yes, and last but not least, before we wrap up, Bishop Michael Duca ordained 4 men to the permanent diaconate this past Saturday. They are Randy Wagaspack, Ed Hanks, Trom Fon, and Pat Witte. So congratulations, gents, and welcome to the Diocese of Baton Rouge. We know you're going to do some good work. 15 after the hour, it's Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for August 15th. Today we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today's feast has been observed since at least the 5th or 6th century, but it was only in the mid-20th century that Pope Pius XII formally proclaimed the Assumption of Mary as a dogma of our faith. On November 1, 1950, the Holy Father said, "We pronounce, declare, and define it to be divinely revealed dogma that the Immaculate Mother of God, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul to heavenly glory." The Pope proclaimed this dogma only after a broad consultation with bishops, theologians, and laity. There were few dissenting voices. When did Mary die? Where did Mary die? How did Mary die? Scripture does not give us definitive answers to any of these questions or an account of her assumption. Some place it just after death, but before burial. Others say she did not die at all, but was assumed into heaven at the end of her natural life. What we do know and believe is that Mary shares in her Son's glory. So close was she to Jesus on earth, she must be with him body and soul in heaven. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Time to wake up. And that's exactly what you're doing, is listening to Wake Up. Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, Alicia Quivito, all here to get you up and going to start a new week in the month of August. Also, to help you out and get you going, Father Matthew Dunn. He's our in-studio guest, parochial vicar at Christ the King here in Baton Rouge, also chaplain of Encourage and chaplain at St. Joseph Academy in Baton Rouge, which is Catholic high school for young ladies, and here to talk about something that we don't know much about or haven't heard much about is the ministry of Encourage. Father Matthew Dunn, welcome to Wake Up.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Encourage, just for everybody who's saying, what the heck is that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the basics, and then we'll move forward from there.
Sure. So before I talk about Encourage, I'll talk about the Courage Apostolate, which, believe it or not, many people don't know about, whether Catholic or not. But mm-hmm. Courage is the Catholic Apostolate, specifically for those men and women within the church who struggle with same-sex attraction, but who want to live the church's teaching, to live chastity. And I'm not going to say it's a support group, but it is a group of support and love mm-hmm. for them mm-hmm. to see that, mm-hmm. you know, the church does love you, the church does accept you, the church doesn't reject you just because you have this particular struggle. And this is how the church can help with their teaching and whatnot. Encourage, on the same page, is our apostolate for those parents, siblings, family members, loved ones, friends of those with same-sex attraction. So I became the chaplain of Encourage here in Baton Rouge back in January of 2021. So this is a group that we get together once a month, and it's all a confidential type of mm-hmm. Environment to get together where you can come and tell your story. This is who I have in my life who has this particular struggle. I don't know what to do about it. How do I approach them? How do I foster a good, authentic prayer life in myself, so as to offer it to them as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's in a nutshell about who we are. It's our apostolate internationally, but specifically we do have a chapter here in the Diocese of Courage and Encourage.
Mm-hmm.
But Encourage is for those loved ones of same-sex attracted men and women who still want to follow the faith, live the faith, and know the church's teaching.
Well, it's good to hear, because mm-hmm. quite often mm-hmm. people feel like, especially those of same-sex attraction, feel like they're excluded from the church.
Certainly.
More importantly, then you have the loved ones and friends who have to deal with that and struggle with mm-hmm. the challenges of the individual, as well as where's the church and how do they see that as moving forward, let's just say. What are some of the challenges that people are faced with and families are faced with when it comes to the church and the beliefs?
So it's hard to pinpoint one thing in particular. I think at least what I've seen in the past year and a half of being the Encourage chaplain is that we'll get people who come from every walk of life, every leaning in any regard. So you have people who come and say, Father, how do I change my son or my daughter's mind? Mm. It's like, well, that's not the case.
Yeah.
We're not conversion therapy here. But then you'll get people on the other side, and it's like, I'm perfectly fine with my children this way, and God still loves them. And, you know, both of those are true. There are challenges on one side and the other. So mm-hmm. the way Encourage approaches it is we have to meet these men and women who are part of the church just as much as we are, who have a place and a home in our church, and approach the situation with truth and with love. Mm-hmm. You know what St. Paul would say, truth and love. Truth is this double-edged sword, right? We can't just wield it and say, well, this is the church's teaching, take it or leave it. It is the church's teaching on one hand, but on the other side, how do we accept them and love them as they are, with their struggles, just like we expect other people to take us with our struggles mm-hmm. as well? And so one of those struggles is, how do I have this conversation with my loved one? How do I make them feel loved and appreciated and tell them that they do indeed have a place in our church and they're not excluded, they're not rejected, they're not unloved? And how do I do that lovingly mm-hmm. while keeping the truth?
Now, is it a group session or is it individuals? And mm-hmm. do the individual who is same-sex attracted, do they also come with the parents or loved ones or friends?
Sure. So it is a group setting, more or less. I mean, we could have anywhere between two people or 12 to 15, depending. We've grown since COVID started to be on the downside.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to COVID, I believe, and this was before I was a priest, so I wasn't involved in it just yet, but it was a little bit bigger. But it is a group setting, meeting once a month. The loved ones of the Encourage members don't attend, because we would encourage them to, you know, if they'd like to attend a group setting similar to this, get them the information for Courage, which is specifically for the men and women with same-sex attraction, so that they have their time as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we do meet once a month. It is a group setting, and like I said, I hesitate to call it a support group, mm-hmm. but it is a group of us that gets together. We pray together. We hold intentions together. But then there's no judgment. There's no shame in coming. It's simply, let us be here for you.
Yeah.
We're not going to try to give you advice. We can't fix the problem. We're not trying to give answers. This is simply a place for them to be able to come and to be held in prayer, and to know that they are loved and appreciated and supported by the church just like their loved ones are, regardless of struggle, regardless of anything.
And you said the meeting is monthly.
It's monthly.
Know it's confidential, mm-hmm. but where does one go to get information to attend a meeting?
Sure. So within the past 6 months or so, we did put up, we've been kind of slow to start advertising just mm-hmm. to respect the confidential nature, but we're slowly starting to get the word out a little bit more, because people have told us, well, I could have benefited from this 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. So most recently, we put it on the diocesan website. Okay. So you can go to diobr.org, and under one of the headings up there, you'll find the Encourage Apostolate. Or you can email us directly at encourage@diobr.org. You can email me directly. My information is on that page as well. Miss Donna is our director, which she is a lovely, wonderful woman with a really powerful story too as to how she came into this ministry as well. But I mean, you can call me directly at Christ the King. Email me directly. I can get you the information. Donna's always willing to take phone calls as well. But we have different ways to get in touch with us, and that's how we get the information. This is where we meet. This is what time.
Mm-hmm.
The diocesan website is the best way to get that.
Well, while you're here, to change gears.
Sure.
All right. LSU's getting ready to open up.
Oh, it is.
Another semester. And you're rather new at LSU on campus, mm-hmm. but hey, I think you're a wonderful addition. You and Father Andrew Merrick are going to make a great team.
Absolutely.
Share with us some of the preparations and what you guys are doing at Christ the King for the students who are going to be attending LSU. What will be available to them this first week? Because it's mm-hmm. kind of orientation week for the freshmen.
Sure. Well, how much time do we have?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got four. You got about 3 minutes. So
right. So we were talking right before this segment that last night I had the 6 and the 8 p.m. masses at Christ the King, and both were packed with tons of new faces because, like you said, the freshmen moved in this weekend, so we have their welcome week this week. And so on top of all of the things that LSU puts on for the freshmen, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. we have a late night breakfast just for the freshmen to come on by, meet us, visit a little bit. Get some food. I mentioned in the homily, you know, we're feeding this flame of faith spiritually, but we also feed you physically sometimes. We're Catholic. This is Louisiana. We like some good food.
That's right.
But we have that coming up on Tuesday. Thursday night at 7, we have pizza and trivia to, again, come and get some free food, but also try your hand at some trivia. We'll be doing a block party on the 26th, I believe,
cool.
that Friday from 5 to 8:30 at Christ the King for anybody and everybody who's willing to come. That's all, and like I said, that's all on top of what LSU does.
Yes.
Wow.
But we're trying to go attend the games that they do on the parade grounds tonight. I think there's a big block party by Mike the Tiger's Habitat down there for everybody. So we try to go to those things just to be a presence, not trying to drag anybody kicking and screaming to Christ the King.
Right.
But to be a presence saying, here we are and we're your spiritual home. Join us.
Yeah. Well, faith and fellowship go hand in hand.
They have to.
And that's right. So anything that you would recommend to the young people who are coming to campus for the, and even those who may be attending and not know,
mm-hmm.
how do they find out more about what's going on at Christ the King? Is there like an email or a website that they tie into, and then you guys
all
send them
the
news blasts?
Oh, yeah, all of the above.
All right, so what do they do? What's the easiest thing for them to do?
The easiest thing is the website, again, ctklsu.org. They'll be able to find information on there as to how to get involved. This past Sunday was one, but next Sunday we also have what we call Sign Up Sunday, where we have little cards in the pews, and they can fill out their name, information, what they might be interested in. small group communities, Bible studies, joining RCIA, different things like that, just to give us a taste of what they might be interested in so that we can reach out and say, hey, this is what we'd like to offer you. Come on by. There is this gigantic group me as well that all the students join. And
That's the new thing, right?
That is the new thing.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm going to be honest, I have not joined that one just yet because I'm afraid because there's so many people in it.
Yeah, your phone will blow up.
Yeah.
Oh, they were still there when you were there? The group me?
Yes, that's what the group me. Yeah, 2014. Which huge group. It wouldn't stop. I couldn't wait to delete it. But it was great being a part of it. It really was.
Yeah. Wow.
So, well, look, thank you again, as always, for the many things that you do. Stick around if you would like. We're going to keep going. But thank you. Good luck with the new school year, and also continue your ministry with Encourage. I think that's wonderful that the diocese has something like that.
Yes.
All right, folks. Coming up next, Big Al Migliorato, because it's Migliorato Monday. Alicia's ready to chat with him to find out more for your teens here on Wake Up.
Good morning. It's 35 minutes after the hour on Wake Up. I'm Alicia Quibido with Damian Collado and Gabby Smith. As Damian said, it's Alan Migliorato Monday. I just can't call him Big Al. I don't know.
It just doesn't. Have you met him?
No, I have, but I think it's because I'm not a Pisano or whatever.
Well, Pisano. Anyway. Us Pisans, we have nicknames. We go by nicknames. That's right.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm not going to tell you what he calls me.
Well, that's what I was secretly thinking. Alan Migliorato is the founder of Adventure Catholic Youth Leadership Formation Training. He is the author of The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter and co-author of Failing Forward, Leadership Lessons for Catholic Teens Today. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Alicia. Alicia, what is a Pisano?
Pisano, sorry.
I'm just trying to figure out what that is. It's like a whole new word
I'm
for us
sorry.
Italians.
I know.
He's a Pisano.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's something I can get sprinkled on the top of spaghetti, or I don't know.
I don't know. Or you drink too much water, you have to go take a Pisano.
Stop! No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Sorry. No, sorry, sorry,
oh,
sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So, yes. Anyway, Alan, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fine. I just love the word.
Good, good. Well, I tried, and, you know, I'm not from Chalmette, so I can't say things. Anyway, Alan, I thought it would be a great idea. It's been a while since we've talked about your book, Failing Forward, Leadership Lessons for Catholic Teens Today, and I thought we'd jump into that today. What do you think? Or we could just...
I think it's a great idea. It's very timely, too, because as kids start going back to school, parents are going to be presented with a lot of opportunities to allow their kids to fail forward. Yeah. So what does that look like? So you're going to have kids that are going to come home and say, oh, my gosh, this teacher hates me. I don't like the class. You know, she's already failing me, or he's already failing me. And you're like, it's his first week of school. Like, how are you failing? And how does the teacher hate you already? So, like, there's going to be opportunities for us as parents to allow our children to experience a failure. And and that means not reminding them to do their homework all the time, mm-hmm. or not reminding them that they have after school activities, and putting a little bit more on their plates. And so mm-hmm. at what age do we do that? Do we do that to a kindergartner? Maybe you start to do a little bit of that, but mm-hmm. I think by the time that kids are in middle school, they really need a little bit more responsibility. And so what you allow them to do is to say, okay, and you have this talk with them, look, this year you're going to be taking responsibility for your homework, for you know, if you have something after school, you need to let me know. And it's very hard for parents. This is the mm-hmm. hardest thing for parents to do, is to kind of relinquish some of that control, because they don't want their kids to fail. And I've had parents say, I just can't do that. It's impossible for me to allow, because that's not good parenting. If we let our kids fail, it's mm-hmm. not good parenting. And I understand, I completely get how it's very hard to do. But if you don't do it, then you're going to have kids, like my daughter's got friends at college or people who live in her dorm who have no idea how to do their own laundry, who are, I mean, it's amazing. They have a parents page for the college they're going to on Facebook. And some of the, my wife will come to me and she goes, seriously, look at this question this person is asking. And it's like, where's the laundry for my child? How does my kid do their own laundry? They've never done it before.
Oh,
or, you know, like, what do we do about getting books? And it's like, well, you let your kid figure it out, you know? And my daughter worked in the office at her college two years ago. She was working in the office for like parent questions, and she was telling parents like, well, they're at college now, they kind of need to figure this out. and she had like the administration tell her, no, you just need to let the parents, you know, tell the parents how to do it. And it's like we want to perpetuate them being preschoolers, and they'll never grow up.
Right.
You know, they'll never have that opportunity. So you don't just dump it all at once, but you let them learn from little failures here and there.
That's right. That's right. I think that's wonderful advice. It's so funny that you mentioned that I'm on a new student. This is our daughter's second year. I'm just still on that Facebook page. And so funny, the questions that parents have that I think, but it reminds me of, you know, friends that I've had that will say, did you know we have a math test? I'm like, I have not had a math test in years. So I'm not, you know, but like, we don't have a math test. That's my child has the math test. Yeah. And if he has questions, he's going to come to us and say, I don't understand this. Can you help me? But nope, not our math test, not our paper to write. And really, it's hard though. It's hard. And I can't imagine parents who do feel like they take that math test with their child to drop off a child at college who doesn't have any idea of how to handle any of this. You know, because knowing when you drop them off and give them some good advice, like, you know, make sure you keep up with your emails or whatever. But really, it's amazing how quickly they adapt to their surroundings, how quickly they find their way, whether you're starting out in high school or if you're college or even little ones, bringing them to kindergarten, I feel like is more difficult for parents to leave them than it is for the child. They really bloom in this atmosphere, don't you think, Alan?
Yeah, sometimes I think it comes from a good place. Parents, you know, we get into this mode of we want to constantly and continually be their parents. And sometimes you feel like once I stop doing things for my kid, I'm going to stop being their parent. And that's not true. What you're actually doing is not allowing yourself to move into the next stage of parenthood and to be more of, you know, there for the advice that they need and to watch some of the fruits of your labor, because a lot of times we don't get to do that as parents. You know, you don't get to see the fruits of your labor. Working in youth ministry is notorious. Like, you see kids for 4 or 5 years, 6 years, and then, like, they're off to college, and you don't really get to see some of the things that God's worked, you know, through them come to fruition. But it's nice with your own kids, because if you're parenting correctly and effectively, I hate the word correctly, but effectively, then you can start seeing some of these things. But you have to allow your kids to start being a little bit more responsible for themselves. And I'll tell you something, you can't be mad at your kids for having like a dirty room or for not doing their laundry if you're the one that's doing their homework for them, and if you're the one that's doing all this stuff for them, you can't be mad at them.
Right.
So like, if you want to change things, change that culture in your own home, then you got to start letting them fail a little bit, because I promise you, they will fail forward. Just like you said, they'll find a way to make things work if you're not constantly there to do it for them.
Yes. Alan, tell our, we just have a couple of minutes, but tell our listeners about your book, Failing Forward, Leadership Lessons for Catholic Teens Today. The format, and it's never too late, right, to pick up your book?
No, you can pick up the book. There's a 5-step method that we use in the book called COPEC, where you challenge, observe, process, evaluate, and challenge again. And it goes into the description of each of those steps. And then you've got an opportunity to practice. There's some homework in the back for parents. Maybe you could have your kids do it. You could have, I'm just kidding, I'm sorry. I'm a Pazan. But you could just have your challenges for your kids. Push it out there and let them try some of these things and see how they react. But you can pick it up on AdventureCatholic.com, or you can check us out on Facebook on Adventure Catholic too. You can always write to me and I can tell you where to get the book.
You're such a great Pazan. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay, great. And there's also other great information for parents, if not just teens, on Alan's website, adventurecatholic.com. I'm sorry, the Pazan totally got me off.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
I caught the giggles. I don't know why.
Just makes her laugh when she hears that word, Alan.
Well, now I'm thinking about Parmesan. So anyway.
Hey, he's also known as the Big Cheese. So that's why he brought that up.
The Big Cheese.
Oh gosh,
the big
how cheese. Many names does he have?
There you go. I don't know. I guess these Italian folks, they have lots of different names.
But I do want to state that the book, you know, Falling Forward. But
Failing
the key,
Forward.
Oh, Failing Forward. Okay. The thing is, the leadership lessons, that's the key words, I think, in that.
Right.
Even though it's a subtitle, I think those are the key words. Those are
that's
what
right.
the individual yeah. needs to focus on.
That's right.
Instead of failing.
Well, I'm writing a new book, and I'm going to get probably by the end of the year, I'll be telling you guys about that. But that's going to be a really interesting one, too. Probably going to get a lot of criticism. But I think it's a good book, and we certainly need it.
Okay, well, good. Well, Alan McLurado, it's always great to visit with you. Check him out at adventurecatholic.com. And the book is Failing Forward, Leadership Lessons for Catholic Teens Today. Thanks so much, Alan, for joining us.
All right, God bless.
God bless you.
Ciao.
Stick around, Sister Mary Martha Moss, who is not a Paisano. She is a daughter of St. Paul, joins us to talk about the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady. It's 15 minutes ahead of the hour on Wake Up.
It is 48 past the hour. Thanks so much for tuning in to Wake Up right here on Catholic Community Radio. So glad to have you with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Alicia Quivido and Damian Collado. Our next guest is Sister Mary Martha Moss. She is a daughter of St. Paul in the Metairie area. Today, she's going to talk about the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's also at Pauline Books and Media right there off of Veterans Boulevard. You guys, one of the most beautiful places in New Orleans. I highly recommend going there and saying hello. Good morning, Sister Mary Martha Moss. I have to say
good
your whole
morning,
name.
Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
Good. It's so good to have you with us today. And just the first thing I have to say is when you walk into Pauline Books and Media, the first thing you feel is joy because of the Daughters of St. Paul over there in that bookstore and chapel. We're so glad to have you with us today and talk about the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is a great, great feast day because Mary is the first fruits of Jesus' resurrection, and she's pointing to where we're all called to go, huh? So
yes.
And so many people these days are taking advantage of the consecration to Mary, so to be closer, even closer to Jesus, and she's the one who was given to us by the Lord to just bring us to Jesus. Her whole role is to be mother and to help Jesus be born in us. So as we contemplate this beautiful mystery of the rosary, this beautiful truth of our faith, we know that it, as a mother, she's always thinking about her children. So she's wanting to do good to us right now, today, this day, and bring us closer to her son. So a great day of rejoicing for sure.
Absolutely. The one thing you did mention was a Marian consecration. The one that I'm thinking of, Sister, is the 33 days to morning glory, which so many people have done. Kind of talk about that and exactly what does it mean for us to consecrate maybe our life or our family to the Blessed Virgin Mary?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, is 33 Days to Morning Glory. And Father Gately, who wrote this book, based it on Louis de Montfort's classic, which is Total Consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary. And when they talk about, anybody in this realm talks about consecration to Mary, it's a short form for saying total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Because Jesus came to us through Mary. So we're following his lead. We're going back to him through Mary. And it's a great way to practice the virtue that is most beloved by God, which is humility. And you know, it's wonderful, too, because St. Louis de Montfort says how insulted Satan is when we invoke Mary, mm-hmm. because she, a mere creature, is more powerful than he. And it's a great way to have power by being powerless, right? We're nothing, and we're mm-hmm. creatures. We're beloved by God, but we don't have God's power. But Mary exercises that power that the Lord has given her. So consecration to Mary, to really give everything to her. And, you know, Mary, our most holy mother, cannot be outdone in generosity. So when we give to her, she lavishes her goodness, her blessings that are all from God, on us, and helps us in a special way. We're kind of like covered with her mantle. Even, you know, today in the gospel of the Mass for today's feast, we see the Mary going to visit Saint Elizabeth, and her first words are, "My soul proclaims the greatness of God." And that's what she does, and that's what she helps us to do by being consecrated to her. She turns around and speaks of God's glory. Saint Bernard mm-hmm. always talked, or Saint Bernard, however you want to say his name, he always spoke of Mary as the great echo of God. When you say Mary, she says God, and she says it perfectly, right? So that's a little bit of what consecration is all about.
I love it. Let's talk about what we can find at Pauline Books and Media. You have a variety of resources for us to learn more about Mary, especially those who maybe aren't Catholic or just coming into the church or thinking about coming into the church and have that question about Mary, because that's another way that makes us uniquely Catholic, as well as it sets us apart from other religions, is our devotion to Our Lady. Talk about what we can find at the bookstore as well to get us into that closer relationship with our mother.
Well, you know, there's a wonderful book by Brant Petrie called Jesus and the Jewish Roots of Mary. And it really kind of unveils the mother of the Messiah. And that's a great one for those who are coming to the Catholic faith from a Protestant background, to help see just where she is in Scripture and who she is for us. And it's easy to read. And it's a fresh look at Mary in the Bible, and it's really a must-read for anybody who takes the Bible seriously and is open to what God's Word actually says about Mary. So that's a great help that we have. There's another book that I love, that it's this little 115-page book. It looks so small and unassuming. It's called Mary, Mother of Apostles. And for anyone who's made the consecration, it's really about how to live Marian devotion in order to proclaim Christ. Because remember, the whole thing about the consecration is to be closer to Christ and to let Mary form Jesus in us. Just as the Holy Spirit formed Jesus in the womb of Mary, Mary has been given to us to nurture her children to be other Christ. So this book, which is by Father Giuseppe Forlai, it's an Italian translation. It's a great little book. It came out right around the beginning of the pandemic. We did a great online book study with people from different countries on this. And the people kept telling me, you know, I got this little book, and it's like, this is such a small little book, but it's powerful. There's a lot of really wonderful things in here to help you just live the mysteries of Christ in your own life and how Mary can help you do that, and to be an apostle, to be sent out to, like we're called to bring Christ to our world, wherever we are, whether we're a housewife, we're a teacher, we're going to business school, we're in college, anywhere we are, how to live that out to proclaim Jesus.
I love that. Sister Mary Martha Moss, Daughter of St. Paul, where can we go to find out more about the Daughters of St. Paul and the Pauline Books and Media Bookstore?
Well, you can come to the Book Center on 4403 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. We're right across from Clearview Shopping Center. And you can go online to pauline.org. That's P-A-U-L-I-N-E.org. To see our website and to see more of what the Daughters of St. Paul do, both online and all across the country, too, where our convents and book centers are.
That's great. Before we let you go, Sister, may we ask for a quick prayer, closing prayer from you?
I didn't quite catch that, Gabby. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We're actually out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, Sister. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. God bless you.
All right. We'll close with the glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Have a wonderful Monday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Radio.